This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Bienvenidos, hola, welcome to an all new episode of the Low Life Podcast. I'm your host, Lo Von Rumpf. And I'm so happy to be here with you today. No place I'd rather be than right here with you on the Low Life freaking podcast. How are you today? You beautiful, dehydrated, but very capable, talented Buddha. How are you? Why don't you go take a little sip of water? We'll take a beat. Go have a sip of water. I know you probably need to drink some today. Take a sip of a smoothie, maybe some celery juice. Just don't forget to stay hydrated today. Here I am projecting onto you because I'm not drinking my water today. Oh my God. I'm usually really good about it. I usually try and get a gallon in. Well, I don't know. It's like I have one of those bottles and it has all the different lines on it. Like, keep going. You're almost there. Don't give up. Like, keep drinking, bitch. And like, I love that because it, you know, holds me to it. Like, I got to get through the bottle. But I left my bottle in the car. It got all hot and the water was just sitting in there. And then I smelled it and I was like, ew, this water smells like shit. Then I was over it. And then I'm like, I'm not drinking water today. That's just where we're at right now. So anyway, I'm the dehydrated one. I'm just projecting myself onto you. So I just have to start off by saying thank you to each and every single lowlifer out there who has reached out with a beautiful message and sharing your own experiences and what you're going through and just being so open and candid and praying for me and my family. Like, I can't thank you enough. I really, really appreciate it. And I love you so much. And as I begin the healing process and going through, you know, all the different stages of grief, I have found such comfort in this community that we've built. So again, my family included, just want to say thank you so much. And if you're a first time listener, you're like, what the hell is he talking about? I recently lost my little pug Dookie, and I was very open about it on this podcast, and the outpouring of love and support and just really kind words from the Low Life listeners has been overwhelming in the best way possible. Just so thank you again for that. I've noticed when it comes to grieving, well, this isn't my first time at the grieving rodeo. I've gone through loss before and it sucks. But what I've began to understand when it comes to losing someone you love is, I mean, at first, it's such a shock. When it first happens, it's like takes you out at the knees and you're like, can't believe it. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself. I mean, it doesn't really hit you at all. It's just because it's so surreal. It's like a nightmare. But then life goes on and people move on and friends forget what you're going through. And not that they don't care. You know, I'm not saying it in a bad way to shade any friend. You know, it just happens. You know, people have a lot of shit going on in their own lives. So the text messages begin to stop or the phone calls checking in on you. Those aren't really happening anymore. And it's in that moment when time is moving on and now you are faced with this new normal. And that's where I'm at right now that I find myself at an actual crossroads. And I don't want this to be like a depressing podcast. And I'm not going to be talking about like going through grief every episode, but I am always keeping it real with you. And I'm just transparent in saying that some days are harder than others. And I've always put my work first, my styling and my clients. And of course, that's still a priority to this day. I mean, work is starting to pick up for me, which is awesome. But for the first time in my life, I'm putting my mental health first. That's the most important thing for me right now. These are some of the things I've been doing to really prioritize my mental health. One of them is showering. That's really important to me. So that's a win. Taking a shower, you know, I'm just putting my pantalones on one leg at a time like the rest of the world and trying to keep a smile on my face. But also as things are opening up, I'm not throwing myself into work and styling, which I typically would do pre-pandemic. Now I'm being even more selective of the assignments I'm deciding to take on as a stylist. And does that mean I'm losing money sometimes? Sure, it happens. But my mental health is a priority. And to me, I'm like, I want to spend some time with my family. And I know my mom's going through it. Like, she was extremely close with Dookie. But prioritizing my mental health is everything to me right now. And it's the first time I've ever done that in my life, truly. Like, it's putting myself first is something I'm not really used to doing. But spending some time with my family, that truly helps me. I find comfort in that. We can grieve and process things together. They love Dookie just as much as I did. Forcing myself to go on a walk, even though I don't want to, even though, like, I usually love to take a walk and listen to a podcast or do a run or take a soul cycle class, but, like, that sounds like hell to me these days. That's when I have to force myself to do it. Even if I don't want to, I'm like, you know what? I know this is going to help me in the long run. I'm just going to put on my freaking Nike shoes and my cute little shorts, and I'm going to get out there and walk, even if it's just around the block. I know that will make a difference for my mental health, so I have to do it. So luckily for me, my parents live in Orange County, which is not far from me. I'm in Los Angeles. My parents are about 45 minutes to an hour away. I mean, that's with no traffic. With traffic, it's like an hour and 30 minutes, but I usually leave late at night, so I don't have to hit any of that. But I'm so grateful that my parents live nearby. You know, most of my friends, their parents are out of state or even out of the country. So I never take it for granted. And I've been spending a lot of time with them lately. And I know it's a commute and I know work is happening for me and I should be in Los Angeles most of the time, but I don't give a shit. I'm going to see them as much as I possibly can. And I'm staying in my old room that I grew up in. That's where I'm at right now. I'm recording this podcast in my bedroom that I grew up in. Full circle moment. And it feels good to be here back in the nest with my parents. You know, I go back to LA, of course, you know, to check in on my place and work every couple of days. I need to go back, but it's just so nice to be here. And I'm usually recording this podcast from my studio at home. I made like a makeshift studio and I have like the little sound booth situation. Again, it's janky, but I had that and little Dookie would be right next to me. And that's where we did all these episodes. So now I'm recording this in my bedroom and I've been getting on my dad's nerves, which I love to do. I'm eating all their food. I'm stealing my mom's beauty products. Like, feels good to be back. So one thing I love to do is cook. It's very therapeutic for me. And I have been going to therapy too, by the way. But cooking is everything to me. So tonight we're having a little dinner for my Uncle Jim, who's coming in from out of town. We haven't seen him for like a year because of the pandemic. So he's coming tonight for dinner. And when it comes to having people over, I mean, this is since I was a kid. My mama, the queen, is so over the top. She is a Mexican Martha Stewart. She is so extra. And I used to give her so much shit for it when I was younger. To be like, oh my God, queen. Like, if she knows someone's coming over, I mean, the house is freaking spick and span, clean from top to bottom. I mean, you could perform a surgery on her kitchen floor. It's that clean. She's doing the flowers. She's preparing like it's the Met Gala, like it's the Vanity Fair Oscar party, the Grammy official after party, even if it's just like a Memorial Day barbecue or a birthday or just a Tuesday dinner. The queen is always doing the most. And I used to make fun of her for it and be like, okay, queen, we could use paper plates or who cares if the house is a little messy? It's family coming over. Like, just let it go. I've become a Mexican Martha Stewart too. Like, I'm just as extra and over the top as she is now. Like, she has created a monster in me. So that being said, I typically would be downstairs with her as she's in the kitchen right now preparing for everything. Oh, tonight's dinner is going to be so good. She's throwing it down. We're keeping it classic tonight, going traditional route. Some of the queen's staple dishes she makes. We're going enchiladas, arroz con pollo, frijoles de la olla, fresh pot of beans. We're doing esquites, which is a Mexican street corn type salad, and you grill up the corn, then you chop it up, and then you add a bunch of shit, and it's just delicious. Aguas frescas, horchata, we got dulce de leche. I think we're even throwing some churros in the mix. Like, oh my God, I'm licking my chops just thinking about, like, you would think we're entertaining for like 50 people. It's like five of us, but she's throwing it down, and I love that. So actually, I'm going to go check in on the queen right now. I'm going to give you a low life exclusive. We're about to go into the mothership, the eye of the storm. We're going to go. I'm going to go check on the queen and see how she's doing. I'm going to bring you guys with me. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You want me to shuck the corn?
Yeah,
what's
please
on the menu tonight, queen?
I'm making enchiladas. I'm doing chili relleno tamales. Rice and refried beans. And then that corn, I'm going to make the street corn, but I'm going to deconstruct it and put it in a bowl.
With what? Well, you grilled the corn, then what do you put on it?
So you grill the corn, I'm going to put some butter, some cotija cheese, some...
Oh, sick.
Really?
It smells terrible.
Doesn't matter, it tastes good.
That cheese is so nasty.
You're a wuss.
What if you did it without the cheese?
No, that's what gives it a good flavor. You put tons of it.
It smells like athlete's foot.
That means it's good and ripe.
Oh. Okay. So you want me to chuck the corn?
Yes. I've asked you 3 times. We're talking about it and do it.
I got a podcast to do.
Well, then do your podcast.
Well, I want to help you too.
Oh, my God.
Stressed out.
No, you
I'm
just...
I'm recording this for the low-lifers, so they are getting a live feed of you.
Okay, I'm going to go record my intro and start my podcast. I'll be back. I'll be back to help you.
No, by the time you come back, it'll be time to eat. Just stay away. Go do you.
The food looks delicious, though.
Thank you. Go away. Go
Bye,
on.
Queen.
Go on.
Do you think this is going to be a good episode?
Yes. Get out of here.
So on today's episode, we're going to cover Unpopular Opinions Part 2 of the conversation. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's episode, that was Part 1 of Unpopular Opinions, and it's so good. Treat yourself, boo-boo. You will not be disappointed. The low-lifers always come through. You guys submitted some really hilarious unpopular opinions, some controversial ones too. So of course, I had to have one of my best friends, a confidant, someone I just absolutely love in this world, a self-proclaimed trash panda. Of course, I'm talking about Janelle Hansen. So she's back, of course, today, and we're continuing the conversation, and we dive into it all. We're covering iconic figures like the Beatles and Selena Quintanilla and questionable icons like Hailey Bieber. We discuss the love-hate relationship with cilantro, maple syrup, and I introduced Janelle to one of my favorite treats. It's not here in the States, though. It's a Canadian exclusive. Of course, I'm talking about ketchup chips. So damn good. I'm curious to know your thoughts on the episode, so let me know on Apple Podcasts. So without further ado, let's jump into Unpopular Opinions Part 2. All right, Janelle, I'm ready to jump into Unpopular Opinions Part 2. Let's do this. Hit it.
Why would you say something so controversial yet so brave?
All right, this is an unpopular opinion about a staple in many a household. We're talking about a controversial, polarizing leafy green, an herb that I'm sure has broken up families, caused divorces in America and all across the world. We're talking about the one and only cilantro. Cilantro. You got to roll that R. Or cilantro, depending on where you're from. Unpopular opinion, cilantro is freaking disgusting.
People only say that it's disgusting based on how their taste buds handle it.
This is from Keith in New York.
Because isn't it like
Keith
the people
like
who
cilantro.
Hate it say it tastes like soap?
Yeah.
Actually, so like, do you think that like there's people who don't taste the soap and they still hate it?
Perhaps. They just don't like that flavor. I love cilantro. I'm Hispanic. It's in a ton of dishes.
I will eat an entire bush of it.
Bushel of cilantro. Yeah, it's worth it. It's so good.
I love it.
So we disagree. However, if you have those receptors where you can't have...
I would also not want to put soap in my mouth.
Then yeah, fair enough.
If that's what it makes it taste like for you.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Oh my God, I could eat half of the dishes my mom makes. If that were my situation. If I had those receptors... Unpopular opinion from Brianna. She says, unpopular opinion, farmhouse decor is vom status. Hates it. Farmhouse decor. Oh, natural woods,
see?
Honey browns,
see?
Home sweet home vibes, rustic door frames,
hit images,
wood wall plaques. Okay, let me hit. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah,
let
this is
see?
Super popular.
It's to me, I like more of like a mismatch of styles in my home. Like I love a mid-century look, but I don't want everything to be mid-century. Like I like that to me seems a little more. It's the same across the board for me. Like I like to have like a little bit of
you're more eclectic.
And yeah, like I don't want everything to be
Farmhouse.
Farmhouse.
You know, no. I don't hate Farmhouse. It's not my thing, but I think it looks pretty with some homes.
It does look pretty with some homes.
You got like the right home, a lot of natural light. I do like to
break it up a little bit.
Sure.
A little bit.
It's not my style, but like I'm not hating on Farmhouse.
But if I walked into someone's home that had it, I wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, your place sucks. I'd be like, oh my God, this is really cute, but I wouldn't want to live here. But I think it's adorable.
Yeah. Same, but I might even want to live there for a little bit. Not permanently.
Maybe like
it's like a bed and breakfast vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, unpopular opinion from Elise. She wrote, wedding registries and shower registries are unnecessary. Unpopular opinion, just ask for money or gift cards and get it yourself. No need to register for showers anymore.
I don't know.
I agree. You know what? Like,
it's nice to get a gift card to be able to do what you want with it, because maybe by the time you get around to spending it, you might want something different or whatever.
Sure.
But if there are like very specific things that, because I think that a lot of times people put actual gifts on their registry because I think people like to give gifts. I don't think people like to just give gift cards.
True. Well, I care more about like writing a beautiful card and then giving a gift card. But some people actually love going to Bloomingdale's and seeing, getting a printout of a registry and picking out plates and stuff like that.
I think so too. Like it's like,
yeah, I'm not going to deprive
like
an aunt.
My mom, like, let's just say there's a day I get married.
Yeah.
My mom's not going to want to give me a gift card. She's going to want to give me something special.
From your gift registry.
From my gift registry. And I will specifically put some things on there that I could just get with a gift card. But for those people that actually want to give a gift, I will add those items for them.
Fair enough. So, yeah, I guess we don't agree then.
I don't agree.
We should keep. At first I did. Now talking it out.
It's you do that the for registries. The people who want to give an actual gift.
Yeah.
I would want like if I was doing like a wedding, I'd want a table where I'd see a couple wrap presents. That'd be it's nice. Festive. I don't want to see like a stack of envelopes.
Also, it's kind of nice to like wrap gifts. Like
it's part
if you're
of
a good
whole,
rapper, I'm a rapper.
Yes, you are a good.
Yeah.
Horrible, but.
Unpopular opinion. This is coming from Christina in Vancouver. Oh, unpopular opinion from Vancouver. Christina. She says. Okay, sorry to say it. I know they're legendary, but the Beatles are just meh, M-E-H, meh.
You did not need to spell it out. Say
meh.
It. Okay. I strongly disagree.
Oh, really?
I love the Beatles.
And you think they're worth the hype?
I have a picture of John Lennon behind your head.
Oh, shit. There he is. With Yoko, who broke up the Beatles.
Okay. Settle down.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Beatles fan, but I get why people love them.
If you could see anyone dead or Selena, it would be Selena, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Dead or, is that what you're going to ask? If I could see anyone dead or alive?
If you could see anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
I think it's time for me to call you
out. Do not.
I'm doing it. Janelle hasn't seen the movie Selena and didn't even know who she was.
Okay. I knew she was a real person.
Yeah, but you thought she was like my cousin that I always talk about or something. You made it seem like, weren't you in her quinceañera or something?
Okay.
I'm like, Janelle, now, she's literally the queen of Tejano.
I
and you're like, not
she
familiar.
She was important. I knew she was an icon. Did I know anything about her?
No. You didn't grow up with her music.
I did not grow up with her music. And that's not to say that I wouldn't love her music.
Yeah.
But I just,
you know, you're about to get canceled.
I was too busy listening to the Beatles.
Fair enough.
That's
yeah.
what my mom listened to.
And I was too busy listening to Selena.
So
I just
why.
Missed
that's
the Beatle bus.
You hate the Beatles. And
I don't hate the Beatles.
You literally just showed me a piece of paper that you wrote down. I hate the Beatles on it.
I do love George Harrison.
Oh, my goodness.
I love the song.
Let's just pick the weirdest one. Okay,
the weirdest one. I thought, John Lennon was my favorite. My Sweet Love, is that the song? Hallelujah. There's a song that George Harrison sings that is so beautiful. I really want to see you. I really want to see you, Lord, but I don't. I know you know exactly what song it is. You're a terrible person because I know you literally probably listened to this song an hour ago and you're like, don't know. You're butchering it.
Someone calls me. It's like my ringtone.
Ah, beautiful song. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I am so thankful we have Nutrafol as a sponsor at the Low Life Podcast because I use them. I also have my friends and family now hooked on Nutrafol because it actually works. It's a great product. I highly recommend it. I love it. And I've noticed, especially with my mama, the queen, this was a great gift for her for Mother's Day. Because I know with the craziness of life happening, you get a little bit stressed. And she was complaining that her hair was thinning. She was like, oh my God, I'm shedding like Shamu. So I've noticed with some of my other girlfriends, since having kids, they see a little bit more of their scalp. Also, menopause can play a part in that. It impacts your hormones and that also impacts your hairline. And so when it comes to thinning hair, there are so many root causes at play and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code LOWLIFE. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com, promo code LOWLIFE. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LOWLIFE. And we're back. Okay. Unpopular opinion comes from Kendra in Canada. And she says, I'm Canadian and don't put maple syrup on my pancakes. I'm afraid I'm a psychopath.
What is on your pancakes? Just butter?
Wow, she just eats them maybe dry. Oh,
a dry cotton mouth.
Why do you have cotton mouth? Oh, because you're high when you're eating pancakes?
I was just thinking like that feeling when you get your wisdom teeth out and they put all those cotton swabs in there and literally.
That's like eating dry pancakes.
That's what it feels like. You may as well pull my four teeth out and just stuff dry pancake between my tooth and my cheek. It'll be the same thing. As putting a cotton swab in there.
Okay, so Kendra, we know how Janelle feels about that. She does
wet
not agree with the pancakes. You need to wet it with a maple syrup.
Anything.
I will say this. If you're not down with maple syrup, which I could drink gallons of maple syrup.
Okay.
I love a maple bar. Oh my God. I love maple flavored
anything. Why did you hate on my maple seeds candy earlier?
Did I?
The maple crisps?
No. Those aren't maple. Those are molasses.
They're molasses. You're right.
Ugh. No, I love maple anything, but molasses. Okay. Just so you guys know.
Okay.
Janelle loves C's candies.
Love it.
She has family business.
Okay.
Her aunt is
not
C's.
My family's business.
But you've been eating C's candies for a long
C's
time.
C's candy is like a staple in the Hanson family, Hanson Wallace family household.
I get it.
I have a box on my counter right now.
They're delicious. I don't like the molasses chips, though. It's not my thing. I'm more a Bordeaux guy.
Okay.
I was going to say, I like a brittle.
Those aren't the same thing, but.
No, I know. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of brittle, we've got a plate of honeycomb in the corner.
Oh, I know. I can't wait to eat that. Okay. Unpopular opinion from Angela. Angela says, unpopular opinion, salt and vinegar chips are actually the best chips. You know what?
Like potato chip? Are we going on potato chip or like all chips? Because I
what
love
are you talking about?
Well, I was going to say, I love a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Oh.
But if we're talking about actual potato chips, salt and vinegar, hands down.
Are you a salt and vinegar girl?
100%. I will eat them till my tongue bleeds.
And the roof of your mouth, it's like Captain
Gone.
Crunch. Yeah.
It's literally like a skin graft at the
top
of my
mouth. I have to say, agree, Angela. Unpopular opinion, salt and vinegar chips are pretty bomb.
I will never eat a regular potato chip.
I won't either.
It's a waste.
I don't understand how people enjoy just a plain
disgusting. Is it a texture thing?
No, but there's no flavor. I need to have flavor on my chip.
You know, I've never had that. I've seen you post about
what?
The ketchup things.
Oh my God, ketchup chips. Ooh, those might be better than salt and vinegar, but they're exclusive to Canada. I don't know why the states haven't made them yet. You've never had a ketchup chip?
Never, but I've seen you post about them for years.
For years.
For years.
Any of my Canadians that go home to visit family, I'm like, please bring me back some
ketchup
chips. Does
it taste just like basically like a chip in French fry dipped in ketchup form?
Yes, but they have a vinegary flavor.
Okay.
That's why I like, because I'm not a big ketchup person. I'm a salt and vinegar guy, not a huge ketchup. I prefer mustard over ketchup. I love mustard. I could drink it.
Okay.
Go, love it.
Okay.
Like when I get a hot dog, I dip it in like full bun
like
and all
whole
into
grain
mustard
a lot.
Oh, sick.
What in the
whole
world?
Whole grain.
Are
it's all granulated.
I love the texture of it.
Oh, I can't do it.
Okay.
But you'll
do
love
it. Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
No.
I do now.
I've done it, but it's not my favorite. I don't like it. I never do it, actually, after that one time.
Do you put anything on your eggs?
Hot sauce. Buffalo sauce, hot sauce, Tabasco. Like, no, Cholula, Tapatio. Mm. Like, any hot sauce, I'll take.
Yeah. I usually do a hot sauce, but I do like a ketchup on my egg now.
Yeah.
Which is a weird concept. I get it.
It's just not my thing.
Okay. I mean, I don't eat my pancakes dry, but.
Oh, I got to have a nice, moist pancake.
Okay.
A wet one.
I don't like soggy food, though.
Mm-mm. Okay, unpopular opinion from Emma. Unpopular opinion, Hailey Bieber is really not iconic. LOL. I don't know why everyone hypes her.
I disagree. I think Hailey Bieber is one of the most stunning, beautiful, incredible human beings on this planet.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I love her.
Really?
She's so gorgeous.
Outside of her looks.
What do you mean? She's a sweet girl. She seems like a very down-to-earth, cool, sweet, normal human being. And I don't know her at all.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful and I'll give her that. But I think she is like, she married someone super famous, but I've seen about 12 Hailey Biebers at my local coffee bean in LA. Like there's a lot of beautiful girls all over.
Yeah.
She's beautiful too. Sure.
I just like her vibe.
Yeah,
her
I guess I don't follow Hailey Bieber. Just, vibe.
Seems like a very.
I didn't know she was known as like iconic.
Cool.
Because she's like, just she married someone.
But what is iconic?
A term that's used way too loosely.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't even know what iconic is anymore.
Iconic to me is like the Whitney Houstons, the Mariah Careys, Naomi Campbell's iconic.
The Selena's.
Selena Quintanilla's.
The Beatles.
The Beatles are iconic.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Like,
obviously, I knew that.
If you have like platinum records or you've made a huge indent in history in music, entertainment, that's
iconic.
See, okay,
that word is as you said, it is.
But people are like,
yeah.
Oh my God, Hailey Bieber, iconic. I'm like, well, no, she married Justin. Like, that's not iconic to me, but she's a beautiful girl. She's beautiful.
Can you read her question again?
Hailey Bieber is really not that iconic. LOL. I don't know why everyone hypes her. She's the it girl right now. She's a popular girl.
I love her whole vibe.
Yeah. Great style. She's a great stylist. She's doing her thing. Like,
who are some present day icons?
None.
For you.
Besides Mariah, living ones?
Yes, living.
Living, I'd say.
Because I know, obviously, like Whitney. Yeah. Okay.
Celine Dion.
Oh.
Iconic.
Mariah
Carey, obviously. I'm trying to think who else is around that's like, oh, Tom Jones. Iconic. Britney Spears. Oh, of course. We love a Britney moment.
I love a Britney moment.
And yeah, she's been around for over 20 years making music, having a hit in pretty much every decade.
Fair. That, when we're using the word iconic.
That's what I like to use it for. Like the Kardashians, not iconic to me.
But in terms of like present day limelight, celebrity, whatever you want to label it as.
I would say Harry Styles is iconic.
Oh.
Harry Styles, I'm going to give him an icon award.
I will also give him an icon award.
Because I think that he's doing something that's not necessarily, it's not like it's actually.
There's a whole image going on.
It's a whole vibe, but I will say him channeling his inner Mick Jagger.
Love it.
It's not anything innovative. It's been done before,
but
I do think he's executing it very well. He's in a very specific lane.
Yes.
And he's a trend forecaster and he's doing his thing and a lot of people are copying him. So
what about Billie?
That's iconic. Billie Eilish? Mm. I'm going to say she's iconic.
I would say she's iconic as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. So some young people can make it as iconic figures, but I'm not throwing it around for a Hailey freaking Bieber because she wore a cute pair of
I love her
freaking
though, still.
Joggers
All right.
and a crop top.
We're gonna move on she to got the a next latte. Unpopular.
Next one. Unpopular opinion. This is from Kelsey. Unpopular opinion. Star Wars isn't great.
I have a huge problem with this.
Do you? Oh, see, I'm sorry, Kelsey. I guess, well, I can't say it's not great. I've never seen Star Wars. You do? Have you watched them all?
All of them. I literally have a Star Wars book on my bookshelf.
Oh, you have, what's that little robot
Ibukatu? I have literally
an R2-D2. R2-E2 tattoo. What's it called?
A remote control.
What's his name again?
R2-D2.
R2-D2. She has like a, it's like a big one.
This is a birthday present. I'm just going to walk over here for a second.
Oh my God. The microphone to hear it. It's so cute.
I have a...
How cute.
So I don't have pets.
You're a little Trekkie.
And what?
Is that what they call them?
I do like Star Trek actually as well. But
oh, sorry. I get it mixed up.
You don't, you know, that's a...
Is huge, that a faux pas?
Huge mistake. but I'll let it slide.
Oh, like real Star Wars fans would be like, how dare you?
Yeah, you don't call a Star Wars fan a Trekkie. It's just... I love Star Wars, but my family loves Star Wars. I still love Star Wars.
Oh, you grew up with it.
I grew up with it.
Yeah.
I love John Williams.
Who's that?
He's the composer for the Star Wars scores. I'm a big score person, so I love John Williams. Anyway.
I get it.
I will say this. If you're not into that thing, then absolutely you're not going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love sci-fi. I love Lord of the Rings. I love Harry Potter. I love Star Wars. I love
Harry Potter. So good. Unpopular opinion. It's a major red flag. A deal breaker if someone stays friends with their ex while in a relationship with someone new. I'm going to actually... Wait, who wrote that? That came from Anna in Colorado. Anna, I'm going to agree with you. It is a red flag. Just speaking on my personal experience, I'm not friends with any of my exes. If you've been inside me or vice versa, sorry, I'm not going to be friends. If you've crossed that bridge, we've had some fun. If and I'm in a new relationship, I can't be friends with you. If I'm not in a new relationship, sure. But a wall goes up. I'm done. It's been closed off.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Janelle?
I feel like other than one, I feel like I've had good breakups.
What do you mean good break? Like you're friends with them all?
Yeah, like friends, but also not in an inappropriate way. Like,
okay.
When the R2-D2 started moving again. Scared though. However, the friendship side isn't like something where we like keep in touch or anything like that. But like, if I ran into them on the street, I wouldn't be like rude or anything like that. Or like,
I think friends
I could be
like,
friendly, but like, there's no way.
Are you having dinner with them? Are you hanging out?
No, not at all. Because I have ran into that issue in the past. Like, I think it depends to some degree if there's like, I don't know, it becomes tough because if all feelings are shut off and everything, that's one thing. But like, I don't know. There are levels of how appropriate it is to bring someone in.
Okay, let's say I'm going to dinner.
Okay.
And I'm with my new person. I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then I like invite my ex. And knowing that both of those people at the table have literally licked my butthole.
Yeah. That's
rough.
Too much.
Like both
that's
of you
much.
Have.
It was like a weird. But also it depends on also like the level of ex it is as well. Because what if you like just had like a fling with someone?
Oh, that's it. Then they're not
really,
even an ex.
It didn't really. Yeah, that's what
just
I mean.
A one-night stand.
If you like had a thing with someone and they're there and like it didn't last long or like, I don't know. I think that there are obviously different levels to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone is starting to act inappropriate, then you've got to like put your foot down and be like, we can't be friends. If it's starting to interfere with your new relationship, then it's time to rethink.
Don't even mix. Just the relationship's done. Bye bye. Okay. Unpopular opinion. This is coming from Meg in California.
What's that, Meg?
Meg says, unpopular opinion. Ripped guys or guys with amazing bodies actually don't really do it for me or anyone. Mm. Dad bods are where it's at.
I do love a dad bod. Here's the thing. I don't have a thing against
someone who's ripped.
Right. But for me, it's not really about a physical aspect. Obviously, I want to be physically attracted to someone, but there have been so many times where I've been physically attracted to someone and they are horrible, horrible people, or just like,
oh, they look great, but
they look great and
terrible.
Like you're initially attracted to them and then you get to know them and they're either too into themselves. They treat you poorly because they're so used to getting whatever they want. They ghost you. They're douchey. Whatever. That to me is just, I'm so attracted to a sense of humor.
Same.
Kindness.
That's my number one treat. Or
if
number
someone,
one
treat. Are you talking about the pink berry?
No, I'm craving it. That's my number one attribute that turns me on in someone is a good sense of humor.
If someone can make me laugh.
Love it.
I am
done.
So sold.
Yeah, same.
I would rather.
I don't mind if they have a dad bod.
I don't either. Absolutely.
I
not.
Would say that I'll take either, but I do think that I remember dating someone who was so fit, all that, like, and granted, like when I was in a relationship with that person, I was the same way.
Right.
Cause it was kind of like we had to be that way. Cause
yeah.
It's
and
a complete,
also, yeah.
It's a complete lifestyle, by the way. Like if you're going to be like all much. Ripped and live your life that way, like,
no, I like food too much. I'm a trash panda.
You're a trash panda. And I have to say, like, I go through my phases, but right. I like going through a trash panda phase.
I love it.
I want to do life long term with a fellow trash panda.
I don't want to eat, like,
I don't need
bland
six-pack.
Chicken breast and green beans with someone fit for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Give me a steak, medium rare.
And a good bread basket.
And
warm.
Throw in a good warm bread basket. We'll add that to the fantasy.
And a baked potato.
And a baked potato with Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, I want A1 steak sauce.
I love A1 steak sauce.
Me too.
I just bought a new bottle 2 days ago.
Mm, delish.
I put that
so
on my
we're going to agree with Anna. We agree with her. Okay,
yeah.
Anna, we agree with you.
I don't need the bod.
Don't need the bod.
Give me the laughs.
Give me the laughs and the brains.
That's what I need.
Okay.
Not to say that it's bad to be, like, obsessed with working out or anything, but don't make that your life. Focus on your personality.
Yeah. All right. Let's end it on this one.
Oh.
Unpopular opinion comes from Elisa, and she says, unpopular opinion, peanut butter isn't everything. It's just okay.
I love peanut butter.
You know what? Sorry, Elisa. I do, too. Peanut butter's delicious.
It's so good.
Yeah, I put it on so many things that I love, like peanut butter on my pancakes, waffles, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, peanut butter with celery.
Okay.
Apple slices.
All right. You need to settle down.
Peanut butter is amazing.
I'm going to tell you what I have in my pantry that's not peanut butter, but a very unhealthy alternative.
Unhealthy.
Biscoff spread.
Oh my. You have some?
It's in my pantry.
Okay. Hold up. I just discovered Biscoff spread at my local Walmart, and it was delicious.
It is the greatest.
If you guys haven't had that.
And if any of you are listening to this and going, oh, I wonder if they've had cookie butter. We have. It's all about the Biscoff spread.
Venomous. We have.
We know what's going on with the cookie butter. We know it's phenomenal.
Oh, Trader Joe's cookie butter?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
I know it's great. It's great.
I like Biscoff more.
Biscoff is so next level.
B-I-S-C-O-F-F. It tastes like those little Delta Airlines cookies.
They are the Delta Airlines cookies.
Oh, delicious.
So I used to just take all my Delta Airlines cookies and put them in my pantry for when I have coffee in the morning. Just dip those in.
My mouth's watering
good.
Just thinking about it. So good.
How much are you going to put on your ice cream knowing now that it's in the
that's such a game changer, Janelle. I'm going to put at least 4 heaping scoops. So we went to Pinkberry and they didn't have the chocolate crunch, which you haven't had a chance to try that in your life. It's really delicious, though. You pay a little extra, you know, but it's worth it.
I suppose it's worth it.
All right. Sorry to interrupt, but we'll be right back.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
All right, now let's get back to the show. Janelle, it's a low life tradition to do a round of rapid fire questions. Are you ready for rapid fire questions?
How rapid do I need to be with these answers?
As fast as you freaking can.
I'm so nervous right now. Hit me.
And we're ready for rapid fire questions with Janelle Hanson. Here we go.
Oh, God.
First one up, cottage on the beach or cabin in the woods?
Cabin in the woods.
Oh, nice. Celebrity crush, male first.
Harry Styles. Or wait, or Jake Gyllenhaal. Female. I feel like I need to say Hailey Bieber at this point. I love Margot Robbie as well.
If your belly button had a magical power, any power, when you press that belly button,
yep.
What would you make your belly button do?
I would teleport.
Where first?
Where would be the first place I go? Am I by myself?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. You know, I go to freaking Switzerland.
Nice.
It looks so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I'm going to push my belly button right now and see if that actually happens.
Oop, just a little toot comes out.
No, but it hit my uracus and that's that's the tube. Anyway, go on.
Go to cheat meal.
Oh, I love chicken wings. I love chicken wings.
Drums or flats?
Flats.
Nice.
Absolutely flat.
I'm a drums girl.
I'm going to throw out all the drums.
Give them to me.
I just like to get in there.
Yeah. You like those. That purple vein.
I like that purple vein.
When are you most inspired?
Probably when I'm listening to depressing music on a drive.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
A good depressing
music
soundtrack.
In the rain, maybe. Add some of that rain and...
Which movie is a mood changer for you? When you've watched more than once, maybe you can even quote it.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a freaking dark time. Also, Blue Valentine.
Oh, yeah. With
Ryan. Who's the Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. So depressing.
But you'd want to watch
that
on repeat.
But is that my mood changer, though?
Definitely puts you in a depressed mood.
I do love The Notebook. I'm one of those girls that love The Notebook still.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Rachel McAdams.
Nicholas Sparks movies just...
They do it for you. What is your top love language?
Oh, I am quality time through and through. Actually, I'll say quality time and then physical touch. But quality time is just like massive to me.
What is the last show you binge watched?
Okay. Do not judge me. I have been watching Love Island UK for like months.
Wait, no judgment here at the Low Life Podcast, but like, I heard the UK version's actually amazing.
Here's the reason why I like it so much. Obviously, it's entertaining. But for me, by the time I'm like sitting down to watch TV, I kind of just want to zone out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so easy to just put it on and sit there and actually zone out.
Yeah.
And it's, for some reason, it's so entertaining. And I've never like... been someone who watches like I never watched like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I never grew up, not to say that this is the same thing, but I've never seen an episode of like, what is it called, Laguna Beach, The Hills.
Oh yeah, like
I never watched
day.
Any shows, anything like that ever in my life. But Love Island, I tuned in one time and I was like
freaking hooked.
I have to watch every single episode of this.
Do you like the UK version more than the US version?
I love Ariel so much.
We're not talking about the host. We're talking about the content.
I love the UK version.
But we do love Ariel.
But we
of
love
course.
Ariel.
Ariel's one of
and
our best
Ariel
friends.
Ariel looks like a babe.
Yeah, she's a smoke show.
Every time
now.
She appears. But UK
what's something,
version.
What's something that people commonly get wrong about you?
A lot of people think that I'm like mean or a bitch or something, and I could not be further from that.
Really?
Yeah. Do you think that I'm mean?
No.
I am so nice.
You are the sweetest person. By the way,
it's hard for
Janelle
me to be
as,
mean.
No, Janelle plays it like I think it's your humor, but people need to know your humor. You're the sweetest person on the freaking planet.
I'm dry and sarcastic.
Dry and sarcastic. But you have the biggest heart. Literally, when I came to Janelle's place, she has a cosmetics refrigerator that she had wrapped up waiting for me. Like, that's just to give you a hint of, like, the thoughtfulness that exists in this human.
I cannot wait for you to get your your thing next week that I have coming in.
Oh my God, more treats coming in.
More treats in. I do have an Easter bet. Where are my tamales?
I ate them.
I know,
but yeah, I'll bring you some. My mom actually was like, you got to give Janelle tamales. So we'll get you some.
Okay, rapid fire, go.
Okay, when you die and come back to this world, if you get to be reincarnated as an animal, which animal would you choose to be?
I mean, I feel like I would naturally become a raccoon just based on my eating habit. If I got to choose, I love an otter.
Oh, yeah, I love otters.
I feel like
that's a sweet animal.
Could very easily just crawl on someone's chest, nuzzle up. I cry.
Sorry. I missed. Yeah, that would be so
cute. Do you want me
cute.
To be?
Yes. I called Dookie my little sea otter because he loved the pool. He did look like a little otter. And I love that that's your animal. You totally be.
I'd be a snuggly little baby otter if I wasn't a dirty trash pan or rummaging through someone's garbage for food.
Have you seen how otters like on their little backs and like crack the little food on their...
I read a report on otters.
Did you?
Yeah.
Recently?
What? Just for fun. I haven't been in school for like 15 years.
You said it like it's so fresh. I wrote this really amazing report on otters.
I know I'm going to butcher this fact.
All of sea turtles.
So anyone who's a freaking otter expert, do not drag me through the streets right now because I know this is true. But I feel like there was like a fact that was like they have like a million hairs per square inch or something.
Oh, wow.
Insane. They also have little tools that they keep in their pouch to open up their like little
mollusk.
Yeah.
Seashells.
They have these little pouches. They like keep little like tools and rocks for them to break. I am definitely an otter / raccoon.
Yeah. A good hybrid.
Okay.
If you could only hear one song on repeat for the rest of your life, what song are you going to hear?
I love. I can listen to this on repeat. Glycerine by Bush.
Listerine.
Okay. I would love that it was called Listerine because I love mouthwash so much. I love it. But Glycerine.
Glycerine.
By Bush. Gavin Rossdale. Oh.
Wait, how do I know this song?
You will know this song. And no one will
Glycerine
agree.
Glycerine by Bush.
Did you say Listerine?
I think Glycerine.
It's Glycerine.
Oh, Glycerine. This is what you want to hear every day for
I'm
the rest
saying,
of your
if
life.
I have to if this is rapid fire and I have to pick a song right off the top of my head, this is the one I can think of. Okay. Oh my goodness. If you've seen
Isn't it
him,
pronounced glycerin?
I like to say glycerine. If you've ever seen him perform this from Woodstock '99.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was playing.
To just show what he looked like.
Hot.
It's all sweaty.
Wet.
There's a picture of him on my new office wall.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it. I'm into it. My song would be Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. On repeat, till the day I die.
That's a great song.
I love it.
Is that your favorite Michael Jackson song?
Number one for me. Human Nature is also, I'm a huge MJ fan, of course.
Man in the Mirror is so good.
Man in the Mirror, Human Nature.
I don't even know the title of the song, but The Way You Making Me Feel.
That's the title of it.
That's my favorite Michael Jackson
that's
song.
That's a great song. Black or White.
Oh, man. I could just jam out.
Jan out. You could just jan out.
We'll cut this. Okay. Go on.
We won't.
Nothing else? Do you have nothing else to ask me?
I have one more rapid fire. Leave the low lifers with a quote that you like to live by. It could be any quote, one from your own personal life or one from anything. Just a quote that you like to live by that you could pass on to the low lifers as they go into the weekend.
I'm going to say this. I like the phrase slow to speak. I guess that could be a quote.
Slow to speak.
Slow to speak because so often people like to interrupt when people are talking. They want to do more talking over the other person than listening. And sometimes we just need to like shut up and listen.
Mm.
Quit trying to talk over someone else. If someone's coming
I
to
feel you personally attacked.
With an issue, just freaking shut up. Don't give your advice. Let them spill their guts, spill the beans, let them vent. And then say what you want. Yeah. Don't talk over them. Just everyone needs to listen a little bit more. Everyone's too busy talking. Everyone needs to just listen a little bit more.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I completely agree. Listening is important.
Do you have a quote? Do you have a quote that you live by?
Yeah, there's a few quotes that I live by, but I'd have to say is if you can't tone it, tan it. If you can't freaking tone it, then you freaking tan it. Because I'll tell you this much.
If you're feeling
gross and don't go in the sun, make sure, sun's good. Only about 10 minutes of vitamin D. Let's not get wrinkled here. Do a self-tanner. But anytime you have a little bit of a glow, it really just...
It makes a huge difference.
Huge.
If I haven't worked out in 5 months, but I get sunburned and it turns into a tan, I'm like, did I do
Pilates this morning? Did I just lose 12 pounds?
Pretty much.
No, same.
It literally... Do you self-tan, right?
Have we met?
I know. I'm just trying to just want to make sure.
Leave my self-tan skid marks all over your couch.
Someone comes over and says, who died here? Because there's an outline on my couch.
I love a spray tan. I love self-tanners.
Do you get a spray tan with the airbrush or do you get in one of those things that just shoots it out at 100 miles per hour and you quickly turn around to make sure it gets your other
self tan tan mom, remember her?
No.
Well, she was a thing, but I'm a tanning guru. I've tried the spray tan, Versa. I've done airbrush. I've done it all. Been to the best, the bottom of the bottom.
What's your favorite at home tanning product?
Okay, so if it's designed on a dime and you're on a bit of a budget, mm-hmm. I like the L'Oreal Sublime Bronze Towelettes that you can get from your local CVS. They have just amount of, it's clear, so you can wipe those on, but I just think.
But doesn't it get on your sheets? You do it naked when you're around the house where no one can talk to you or see you for 8 hours, right? Because that's what I do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it just until it dries.
No.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll put it on.
I hate being sticky.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Okay.
If I'm running errands.
Okay, go on.
And then the other one that I use.
If you're not on a budget.
Oh, if you're not on a budget,
do you use Tan Lux? Is that what it's called? Lux? Lux?
I don't use that, no. The Saint-Tropez at Sephora is great, too.
Because I have tried a lot of tanning products, and I'm currently on the whatever I said beforehand, and I like it. But they have, a face, and then they have a body, and if you do your face, and you don't spread it to your neck, you just look like Jafar.
Yeah, straight up Jafar vibes.
You gotta be very careful.
I also love James Reed. James Reed.
You have a photo of that I can see?
Yeah. to prove that it's a real product.
Yeah, I don't believe anything you say, stock photo made up tanning.
James Reed. It's white and gold.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so they sell these. It's great. I love James Reed products, but his self-tanning drops, I put those on, and honestly,
do you mix it with a moisturizer?
I mix it with my moisturizer, and it makes, and then it goes on after a day or two, I have a nice healthy bronzy look, but I'll just put it in specific areas. I'll literally contour my face.
That is something I've always admired, and there is absolutely no way. What if you make your cheekbone uneven with your
I've
other
done that. But you know what? It lasted for about a week or so. And then, try it again.
Do you know how to get rid of a bad fake tan?
Usually I'll use some sort of a glycolic acid on my face. For my face. For my body, it's a nice hot shower and go in with a nice salt scrub.
Glycerin?
I can't. I'm like, what? Glycerine? God. On that note,
those are good.
Thank you for being a guest on today's Low Life podcast episode.
I have been waiting for months to be here with you.
It means everything that you came here. The Low Lifers love you. Can they follow you on Instagram?
They can follow me on Instagram as long as they don't hate me on Instagram. I'm too much of a fragile person. Do not.
There's no.
You know what?
Say,
if you send me a hateful DM, I won't even see it. As we have discussed, I ignore everything.
I will say, though, the Low Life audience.
Yeah.
These are some good people. If
they're following you, then they're
good people. These are the people who they tip well.
Oh,
these are good tippers.
That is a huge huge.
Oh, yeah.
Please, if you do tip well, keep on doing that because
we're doing
I used to work at Chili's and that means
tip
everything.
Goes a long way. Yeah. These are the types that like no judgment, like good people.
I love that.
I'm trying to think what else.
I would expect nothing less to be following you.
Yeah. So I don't.
Listening.
I don't have assholes that listen to this podcast. Maybe. No, none I've encountered. It's all good people here. So
that's good.
No hate mail for you. Don't worry. Thank you for being a guest, Janelle. I love you so much.
I love you, Lo. And Dookie, I love you wherever you may be.
Heaven.
In our hearts.
There you go. We'll end it there. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Lo Life Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. All right, so next week's episode, we got a special treat for you. I'm excited for this guest because she is a fellow fashion queen. She's a pioneer in the styling world. And I remember watching her when I was like all of 18 years old and being like, oh, damn, like this is like insight into the styling world. I'm talking about the one and only Rachel Zoe. So she'll be here getting low with Rachel Zoe. That's next week. It might be a two-part situation. We'll see how the conversation goes, but I'm really excited to talk with her because I've admired her for years, and I'm going from watching her back when I was 18 years old in my shitty apartment with like $20 in my checking account. Actually, that's even being generous. I think I had like $12.50 in my account, like some lean years we had. But now it's a full circle moment because Rachel Zoe is a colleague of mine, and I've met her at different events and stuff, but I've never had a chance to really sit down and talk with her and have a conversation. So I felt like this was our first meeting because all the other times were in passing. And anyway, it's a great conversation we're going to have. Cannot wait for you to hear it. And I just have to say thank you so much to the Low Life listeners. You guys pulling through on this shit show. My God, you guys are the reason why I could even do this podcast. And because of your continued support, your 5-star ratings, subscribing to the podcast, and of course, leaving a comment on Apple Podcasts. That's the reason why we can survive and thrive. So thank you for taking the time to do that. I mean, there's thousands of podcasts. I always talk about that. Hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. So for you to spend some time here on The Low Life with me, it means everything to me. And I will never take it for granted. And I'm so, so appreciative of you. Especially because my listeners have been here since episode one. So you know, like you were here when we don't have ads and I was still figuring out everything, which I'm still doing to this day. So that being said, I just want to give a special shout out to some lowlifers out there who have left some comments on Apple Podcasts. Because again, that's what keeps this little engine that could or couldn't chewing along. Like because of your support and leaving those comments on Apple Podcasts, like taking the time to actually write something, you don't have to write like a long message. You could write whatever you want. Some people will write long messages. Other people are just leaving a thumbs up emoji or throwing an eggplant, give me a couple dicks my way. Like I appreciate each and every single comment on there. I read every single review and they really do help this podcast so much. And I want to be able to continue doing free shows for you guys. And through your support, we can do that. So, you know, my team is very grateful and so am I. And all right, these are the low lifers I'm shouting out today. First one up is Jordan Faith 17. Oh, what a name. Jordan Faith writes, love you, puta. I love you too, boo. She gave 5 stars and writes, it's just like having a bestie in the car with you as you drive around or in your house as you clean. I'm always hanging out with Lo. He just hasn't met me yet. But there's a very special place in my heart for you, boo. I love you. And this podcast is my sanctuary. Jordan Faith, you're giving me a little faith in humanity. Like, that's a beautiful comment that you wrote. Thank you for that. And I will say, we haven't met yet, but I'm thinking like, shit's starting to open up again. Like people are getting vaccinated and there's events that are happening. And I remember when my girl Caitlin Bristow did her Off the Vine tour and I was like, what is this? And I just showed up. I didn't realize like I was going to be on stage with her talking into a mic, but it actually was so much fun. I loved it. And then I did another show with her in Orange County. So I think I'm going to do something like that. That would be cool. Stuff's starting to open up. So I think that could be a possibility. And her and I even talked about maybe even doing like a little podcast tour moment together. Like we'll figure it out, but that would be so much fun. And then I can actually get a chance to meet you in person. Okay, the next one comes from JoJo from Chi-Town. And she writes, Lo, can I just say how obsessed I am with you? You are one of my favorite people to listen to, laugh with, and bring sunshine to my day. When you lost Dookie, my heart was so broken and I sure did cry with you. Rest his little heart. I look forward to every Thursday and listening to your sassy comments. And by the way, your teeth are so fresh, white, and amazing. Give me all the secrets. Love you. Ah, Jojo, I love you too. And thank you for taking the time to write that. And in regards to my chompers, I will say I do appreciate the compliment because, well, I mean, I try to keep them white and fresh, but I use my Brush toothbrush. It's B-R-U-U-S-H, Brush. But they're actually a sponsor on this podcast. So there is a discount code, shameless plug, if you want to end up getting one of those toothbrushes. But I love it. It's a game changer because what I do is I buy a polish. They sell like a Crest whitening polish and I put that on the brush or my Brush. And then I go to town with that one, but it works wonders. So just gargling with a whitening wash and then a polish on the Brush, you know, or any sort of electrical toothbrush. But if you have the choice, I'd go with that one. I have one more from Amy RC3. It's AimeeRC3. And she writes, hey, puta, my favorite podcast. My only complaint is I want more. LOL. Sometimes I can't decide if I want to listen right away or save the best for last. Lo makes me laugh out loud every podcast. I even just enjoy listening to his solo shows. He seriously has the best, most contagious laugh I've ever heard. That's so sweet of you to say that because I'm self-conscious about my laugh. I'm like, oh God, it sounds like a freaking tea kettle, like boiling over. It's more of a wheeze. Anyway, she continues to say, I'm manifesting a real life friendship with him. I've already thought of the micheladas, martinis, because I know the puta is thirsty, and cloths and pickles with that tahine we would enjoy together. Love, Amy. Okay, Amy. You are my people. You're just speaking my love language right now. You had me at freaking cloths and pickles. And of course, micheladas. Oh, shit. So good. God, I haven't had a michelada in like a few months, but I am craving one right now. Okay, I need to get on that. Amy, we're friends. Like, let's make this happen. Where are you, Amy? Come through, Amy. Let's hang out. All right, I have one more I'm going to read, and it's from Oh Hey Lindsay. That's her name. Oh Hey Lindsay, A-Y. And she writes, loving the low life. Lo makes me laugh each and every episode, and I look forward to the new episodes. Bring back the queen, please. All right, well, your wish has been granted because the queen is coming back. She made a little guest appearance on today's episode, although she was irritated because she was cooking. But I actually have the queen coming in hot as a guest in a couple weeks. She's going to be here. And I talked to her and said, you know, queen, can we just do a couple episodes? I'm dying to have you back. And you know, she gave me a little pushback. But then she said, all right, I'm willing to do it. Not because you want me to, mijo. It's because the lowlifers want me to. So I'll come back for them. It's like, shit, okay, queen. Whatever I need to say to get you there. But yes, she's coming back, Lindsay, and I can't wait to have her back on because, as you guys know, she is my all-time favorite guest, and I just love getting to hang with her on the podcast. So yeah, that will be happening very soon. Thank you again for taking the time to write a review and support the podcast. You can support it through, of course, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, rating, subscribing, and then also all of the sponsors that we have now. If you actually use the low life codes, that helps tremendously with keeping ads coming in hot. So I'm learning how this whole thing works, and I appreciate you coming along this bumpy ride with me, fam. I hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead. Maybe have a little michelada. I'm craving one of those right now. And take some time to unwind, get a little vitamin D, and enjoy the weekend. But don't forget to drink your water, puta, because I know you're thirsty. I love you, and I'm out. We keep it moving. Yeah, we do.